In the 1880s, stagecoaches brought dozens of people each day to a boomtown called Tombstone. But it was a cycle of boom and bust in the Wild West. We go to that infamous town on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Tombstone, Arizona was established in 1879. The boomtown could be a rough place, and the courthouse here levied fines and judgments against criminals. It was also the place the condemned were hanged.
We have the gallows out back. They used all of their assets, so it was made out of wood. So right after they had it hanging, they actually chopped it up and used it as firewood.
Julie Vanderdawson shares the story from the old Tombstone Courthouse, which serves as a museum today. There were seven hangings here, just back of the courthouse. But in the 1920s, the heyday of Tombstone had already passed.
Mining of the town got flooded twice. After that, everybody started to look for new places to mine. So Bisbee became the booming town.
Bisbee began building a courthouse before they even received voters' approval to move the county seat. Meanwhile, this courthouse sat empty.
It did get abandoned. It got boarded up. And then some gentlemen came in and they tried to make it into a hotel. Unfortunately, they gutted the whole entire upstairs. Now, upstairs is 16 feet tall. So they were going to try and make that into two levels. Now, rumor has it that they were actually going to make the third story a casino.
Today, this courthouse is restored and operated by the state park system.
State park really tries to make it so that when you walk in here, you understand what happened here, how people lived here, and why they were here. So that goes from anything all the way from the mining to entertainment, to cattle, to the law.
It's an interesting look at the glory days of a boomtown. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.